The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:40 here on WPHM. We are joined right now by the Director of Critical Care at Lake Huron Medical Center, Danielle Nowiski. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
You folks are always busy in the ER, aren't you?
We really are. There's just never a dull moment.
Yeah, we were just talking about that off the air. And especially right now, this time of year, it seems like, if you haven't been sick, you know somebody that has been sick recently.
Absolutely. And we are seeing an influx of different viruses and such, and that always it can congest the ER.
Yeah. So how do you deal with all that when you've got a lot of people waiting to see a doctor in the ER?
Right. So we take it one step at a time. So one of the biggest things I think about Lake Huron Medical Center is that we really pride ourselves on timely, efficient, appropriate care for our patients. We want you to come in. We want you to be seen promptly by a physician. And we want to give you the treatment that you deserve in our community and get you back to your everyday life.
Right. That's what's so important. With all these viral things going around right now, I mean, are people being admitted? Are they being treated and sent home?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah. It's a little bit of both. You know, what might happen to one certainly is not the same circumstance for the other. And that's why we really try to focus on patient-centered care. So we know not every one person is the same, and we try to treat every individual like that, whether they are from our geriatric population down to our surging pediatric population in the community. We really try to take the time to individualize our care so people feel satisfied with their care when they leave our facility.
People, by the way, have a choice of where to go for ER care. even if the ambulance is picking them up, they can say, please take me to the hospital of my choice, right?
Absolutely. And we want the community to know that we are doing our best. We are very well accoladed. We recently had an A+ rating for our Leapfrog standing. We're a 5-star facility, the only 5-star facility in the area. And we also were named a top 100 hospital amongst, I believe it was like 2,100 relatively comparable community hospitals in the country. So that's a tremendously big deal. So when you come in and you make the choice for Lake Huron, I want you to know that you are getting the best that we can offer to our community. So,
And to be seen by a doctor promptly, that's really, I think, everybody's concern is, well, when I get there, I want to be able to know that I'm going to see somebody quickly.
Yes, and we're very fortunate right now. We have a fantastic team of physicians and nurses. Our physicians are just so kind, so supportive, so willing to go the extra mile. And that to me is priceless as a director, right? Like, I want those physicians to give it their all every day. And they are. And it shows with our increase in census. So
I'm always fascinated by nursing because there are so many different things that you can do within that profession. You can be a nurse in a doctor's office. You could be a pediatric nurse. You can work in critical care. It takes a special kind of person to work in an ER, doesn't it?
It does. I think the biggest thing is you have to be resilient. I was, as we were chatting prior to going live, you know, you have to be able to sit with a pediatric patient and tend to both the pediatric patient and the family. Mm-hmm. But then you got to be able to switch gears and sit and hold the hand of an elderly person that's ill that may not have anybody. So ER and critical care, they're very resilient in the fact that they can switch gears pretty quickly. And that's a good thing. Right? Because mm-hmm. that's how we individualize your care.
Yeah. How do you know when it's time to go to the ER?
Anytime that you have a concern, you can always choose the ER.
Yeah.
Whether you think, you know, for everybody, it's different. We see everything from, I can't get in to see my physician, mm-hmm. to, you know, they're being brought in by ambulance and they can't always make choices for themselves.
Yeah.
So anytime you need care, I want everyone to know that we are here for you. We want you to choose Lake Huron. We want us to be your first choice. And we can get you to the follow-up care that you need, which is most important.
I think one of the reasons sometimes people don't go to the ER is because they think, well, they're busy. I don't want to bother them. I'm not really sick enough to go to the ER.
Right.
And it'll get better.
Right. And COVID kind of killed that a little bit, right? Because we had all the, you know, don't go to the ER unless you're really sick. Now, you know, we welcome anybody into the emergency room. We're actually looking at implementing some services to offer scheduled walk-in appointments, so there'll be more to come with that. We're not currently doing it, but this is something we're working towards because we understand people are busy. You know, everybody's pulled in 20 directions, and sometimes it's just easier to say, hey, I think I want to make a 1 o'clock appointment to get in and be seen. And there's so many congested services, right? So how do we get everybody seen and everybody care across the spectrum?
What do you see more of now? Is it flu? Is it RSV? Is it COVID? Is it a little of everything?
It is a little of everything, but I will say RSV is a hot item right now. It seems to be pretty substantial in the Detroit area, substantial in the community. We've taken different steps to it. What's great about when Detroit surges is we know we're shortly behind them. So that allows us some time, right?
Right.
We can plan, we can prep, we can make sure we have medications in stock and supplies needed. So we look at these patterns and these trends within our entire southeastern market so that we're ready, right? We're prepared, we're ready. That's part of our success with COVID. We were ready. We were the first testing site that was drive up in the county. We did lots of work to proactively mitigate situations, and everybody was, we're about the preparation. You don't want to get caught off guard in the ER, but you got to mitigate it a little, right?
Yeah. So, boy, can you believe it's been 2 years now since the vaccine was first rolled out? I think it was right around this time 2 years ago that the first healthcare providers were getting a vaccine.
You know, it's weird because it seems like it just happened yesterday, but then you look and it seems like it was so long ago.
Well, so much has changed.
Right? Yeah. And we've learned so much. That's the biggest thing. We've learned a ton from COVID and more to come, I'm sure.
ER doesn't close down for the holidays.
Never. Listen, we are 24/7 operation.
Yeah.
It is constant.
Well, that's good. Danielle, thanks for sharing some time with us. We appreciate it.
And thank you.
Thanks
for
to everything
us.
that everybody in the ER does 24/7.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Danielle Nowiski with us from the Lake Huron Medical Center ER. It is 9:47. Let's check in with Caleb Borden and see what's happening in our news headlines.